something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
What the frig's going on with my Cummins generator?
We play the top five Wish I Weren't Here jams.
And we mourn the passing of some true legends. All coming up right now on TNT.
Episode 57, Jonathan, how are you doing?
Numero 57, number 57s. How are you, Jeremy's?
I'm so good. I'm hoping that the echo kicks in again.
Me too. Last night I was barbecuing outside the RV, still in Florida. There are still Navy SEALs in my house, so don't even think about it. And some French's Canadian walk by my trailers, and I heard them say... They were on their way. At the place we were staying, it had a sock hop and a potluck dinner. So they were walking by with like bowls full of potato salad and stuff. And one of the guys says to the other guy, "We should stop for dinner here because my barbecue was smelling good."
No way.
So I answered in French, "Bon, c'est bon et vous pouvez rester ici, mais ce n'est pas gratuit." It's good and you can stay here, but it's not free. I made a joke in French, and they laughed.
No way.
Yeah, because I got a little barbecue, a little propane jobby, a little Weber sits on the picnic table with a propane canister jobby.
And this ain't Saint-Hubert.
Ce n'est pas Saint-Hubert, je suis pas André Dawson. I'm not André Dawson. Kind of a Canadianity thrill. Last night was the debut of Mr. D Season 5.
And, oh, nice.
And CBC tweeted a thing that said, like, hey, look at crazy new Robert, which is my character. And it was shared by the one with my cane polish, Roberto Alomar. Yeah.
What? Because he's in it or what?
Well, he was in it once. So I guess he follows the show or something. And I don't know.
He's just down.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I don't know if you're familiar, but I did a commercial back. Yeah, I am familiar, Roberto. So get this. It's cold in Florida, but not Canada cold. It's freezing
cold
there,
like
right?
Here. Oh, man. It's got that icicles up the nose feeling when you walk the kids to school. Just everything just starts to hurt after 5 minutes.
It's a good old-fashioned bird turtler.
Minus 15 without the chill.
Ah. Here it's like been 11 during the day, and then we'll go down to 3, which is kind of insult to injury, because if you are somewhere warm, you want it to actually be a little tropical, but it's supposed to heat up in the next couple of days.
But still, we don't feel so bad. You've already kind of cut out a couple weeks of the winter.
It's true. So here, although Nova Scotia is getting hammered, just like the good people that live there. So here's what happened.
When do you drive back?
Well, we're actually going to do the stash and fly because there's so much snow in Nova Scotia right now. To try to push that rig into my yard and park it is not possible because I live in a farmer's field. And
so you're going to just keep it there for the winter?
I'm going to stash it at Uncle Bob's in Kissimmee, and we're going to fly home.
Uncle Bob's, like, storage?
Stash and hop. Dash and grab, yeah.
How cheap is that? That sounds expensive.
Well, it's $1.80 a month plus tax, so it's $1.93 US all in, so that's like $3,000 Canadian. They're saying our dollar might go down to 59 cents.
Yikes, because I bet
peanut
you can get
brutal.
Get some nice frost-free stash, and you can't do that anywhere, not even in the Point Pelee.
Well, here's the thing. I don't even have to winterize it if I leave it here, and especially if I don't come get it till like May. Plus, if I'm being honest with you, we're going to leave on Saturday, and our first show in Halifax is Tuesday. So there's like zero margin for error. Like, what if we ran into a snowstorm in Fishkill?
Yeah.
And I had to leave my family there and fly home. So I'm going to fly home from there, and plenty of time for our shows next week.
Perfect. Looking forward to the tour finisher in the East Coast.
Me too.
2016 is looking good for TNT.
It is. Two shows in Halifax, show in Charlottetown, Moncton, and Fredericton. And it'll be good to see a face-to-face bud and get out and see the East Coast budism firsthand.
Yeah, no, I'm stoked. I can't wait. I can't wait for the two bangers and at the Carlton in Halifax. That's
now, let me ask you some.
Our first double night stand.
It's a two-banger.
Yeah.
Let me ask you some. In booking, because as we've said before, we're a very DIY operation. In booking hotels for the places where that's on us, and there are a couple of those, I did the hot wire. And
that's a good one.
It's a great move for the consumer, but when you get to the hotel, are they like, dude, thanks for like putting us out of business? Because it is a fraction of what it would cost if you booked directly on the hotel's website.
Yeah, you get that a little bit, but they don't really say anything. I've had that a couple times where they're like, oh, they kind of say, they just see it in their eyes a little bit, but...
Oh, you booked online, right. Yeah.
It's the same as if you get, like, you book a car on there. Sometimes you can get a car for, like, $12 a day as opposed
to... Well, you're not kidding, because we rented a Ford Scoodly or whatever it is near where we're staying for the sole purpose of driving it to the airport to pick up the Hotwire special. Yes.
Yeah.
So we're balling in a Tahoe from the airport. The thing.
Yeah, and then you go to
the Ford Scoodly was like $60.
Not easy. Yeah, I've done that in LA for like a week and it's like $37.
Once and for all. And I'm not toit. I'm happy to pay a premium and especially support local and small businesses and stuff. But once and for all, are you supposed to get insurance when you rent a car, or does your credit card cover it?
Usually your credit card's good enough to cover it, because
that's what I thought so too, but this guy that I rented it from,
the credit card company always says, don't worry, you're covered, and and when you go to the counter they're always like, oh, they don't cover it. They always say that every time. Oh, no, be sure.
Or they cover part of it. They try to snow you because they must be on commission for that stuff. But the guy that rented us our Tahoe at the airport said, your credit card will cover like a Ford Scoodly, but it won't cover damages for a Tahoe, because he said some guy drove out of a parking garage that was too, or must have been drove in, that was too low and ripped the roof clean off the thing and was dismayed to find that his credit card company wouldn't cover it. So this guy tried to do the soft intimidation.
It depends on the card, though. Like if you have a platinum card where you're spending whatever $50 a year, they say there is a difference in terms of the coverage. So
really,
I that's what I've been told, and I've actually, you know, dinged a car or bumped into a car, a rental car, and never had a problem. So there you go.
Here's I know folks like hearing my challenges with consumer relations, maybe because I used to work on Street Sense. But here's what happened with my generator. I have a generator on the RV, and when you're driving, you're supposed to fire up the Jenny, and that can do things like run the furnace in the back part, because your little front part heat doesn't fill up the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And if the kids wanted to watch TV or something, or you wanted to make some microwave popcorn, the generator's going, and you can do all that while you drive. It's kind of the nice byproduct of it. So on our drive down, an hour from home, the generator cut out. And you could start it again, it would run for 5 seconds, and then it would cut out. So kind of inconvenient, given the temperature in Canada, and you know, my tiny roommates with us and all that. So we stop in Bangor at the Cummins dealership, and they do some tests, and they say, it's going to be the control board. I need a new control board. And he said, sometimes they run for 15 years and need a control board. Sometimes they run for 15 minutes and need a control board. It's just a fluke. Don't worry, it's under warranty and it's covered. They say they can order one in, but it's going to take 2 days. So Carol and I decide we're not going to hang out in Bangor for 2 days. We might as well keep driving. And what we'll try to do is tee up a Cummins dealership on the way, order the part in time so we can just stop in and get it done.
Okay.
So we end up getting to Orlando, and we find the Cummins Onan South Orlando dealership. Call a lady that works there. She says that should be no problem. I don't hear back from her for a few days. So I call again. She says, yep, that should be no problem. Let me give it to Bruce. He's in tomorrow morning. Don't hear from Bruce. A week goes by. I call her again. She says, did Bruce never call you? I say no. So she says, Bruce is here. Let me get him on the horn. Bruce hits me with this. I've been out sick for a couple of days. But Jonathan, I get 150 emails a day, and I can't get back to everybody.
Already on the offensive.
Already on the offensive. So I say, well, I'm sorry, Bruce. I'm here for a couple of weeks. That's why I wanted to call Stacy, who I didn't hear back from for a week. I'm just wondering if you're able to come and service it. He says, Jonathan, most of our work is with hospitals and care facilities. If someone is on oxygen and the generator goes down, I'm going to put them at the top of the list of service calls. Another a guy offense. In an RV park with his generator not working is not really at the top of my list.
Yeah, fuck this guy already.
Wow!
What a jerk.
So my back is up, so I hit him with, Bruce, as a consumer, if this happened to you with something you bought in October, how would you personally handle it? Is there another outfit I'm supposed to be contacting? And he said, no. Well, we do the service on them. I was like, great. Well, it's under warranty. I would like you to do the service on it. He's like, well, I could probably make something happen after hours, but it won't be cheap.
Oh, man.
He put the overtime sneak on me. So even though the generator is covered under warranty, the overtime and the driving to me is on me, and the driving is $1.60 a mile, and it's double that after hours, and he said we might be coming from 40 to 50 miles away. So he sends me a quote saying, it'll be $600 for them to come and do this free warranty job after hours. What would you do?
I would get mad and say, why is this? Is this a Bruce thing? Is because your name's Bruce that you got to be an asshole?
I know. I don't know too many awesome Bruces.
I know. Maybe one. A few arsehole Bruces. But that's,
you can even come aboard. He's such a Bruce.
Yeah. Did you hit him with a Brucey at least?
No, but it was kind of the dangling. So it was kind of another right-on thing. Like, I could probably do it for him. It's not going to be cheap. It was one of those. So he's since called me four times since he sent the quote to say, like, hey, I need to get you in our system. Just give me the credit card authorization because I don't send a guy out without a credit card. Now he's all Mr. Up in my Baba Ganoush trying to make it right. In brackets, $600 overtime.
Have you gone over his head at least? Or at least maybe forget it, go to Tampa Cummins?
Well, no. So I emailed him back and said, Bruce, let me take this off your overcrowded plate. The guys in Bangor were more than happy to do it on straight time under warranty. Yeah. So I'm going to take
Let me get a Dave or a Doug on the line. I just can't deal with you, Brucey.
Yeah, Cummins. This is the problem. People are having problems with the new Cummins diesel motors in their trucks. And Cummins, mark my words, Cummins is going down.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not a good story, but it's a true one. And
well, it's good in topic and entertainment, but it's not good in personal pain in the ass.
But I at least feel good about, A, not giving him the business or the $600. And I couldn't believe he started with, look, there are life and death situations. This is a life one. I deal with death ones.
My favorite was I've been sick for a couple days.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah, you're the
hopefully
only
he wasn't sick. Tied up to an oxygen tank on one of his own Cummins generators. Because he might not
be
with us.
Maybe he was in the back of an ambulance.
Well, there's an easy fix to all this, Bruce. Make a generator that doesn't cack.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's what we should do. Let's take a break on this TNT 57, and then we'll get right into the top five. What is it?
Top five Wish I Weren't Here jams?
Yeah, top five Winter Take Me Away jams. Winter TNT 57 rolls on after this. Stay with us.
Where's my beer chair?
It's 57 again, part two. We're about to jump into the top five Wish I Weren't Here Take Me Away jams.
Bah, we should eat ear.
Yeah.
We should eat the hamburger and the ketchups.
Is that what you were cooking up? Some
some of Mrs. T's famous hamburgers. And
oh, really?
Tiny potatoes on the barbecue. Tight.
What do you mean, like roasties?
Yeah, some little roasties. They're not like fingerling. They're like little yellas. And she slices them, puts some Montreal steak spice on them, and a bit of oil and tinfoil on the barbecue. I'm a Kamado Joe guy, as I've mentioned before, which is the red green egg. And there's something really nice about real charcoal and it, you know, the whole experience. And if you're around and can fire it up an hour before you need it, it's great. But man, this little propane thing heats up in seconds. And it's been
at least you're eating good.
Well, yeah, because Boston Pizza and Olive Garden.
Kill you after a while.
Oh my gosh. And especially with tiny humans, as you know, there are only so many little crayon packs to get you through something like that.
Yeah. Hey, I read that hanging out by a fire is like crushing 10 darts.
Really?
You ever?
No.
Yeah, like, smoke from a fire is way worse than crushing a dart. Yeah. So you don't want to do it too much.
Cottagers everywhere must be devastated.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's fine a little bit, but that's full-on carbon, right, that you're crushing.
What if you sit upwind?
Well, if you're not getting it, I'm sure it's fine, but the smoke from a fire is really harsh.
I'm usually the guy that the smoke is hammering, though. No matter where I sit, even if I move, it seems to follow me. Yeah.
We should have thrown that in the campfire jams at one point, like the guy that came out the smoke.
There's a strictly no...
You know, it burns your eyes so much, right? It's so bad when you get that.
It's the worst. There's a strictly no campfires policy where we're staying, but some folks are still having fires because it's America.
Yeah.
I mean, they play the cornhole. They have sock hops. They have potluck dinners. Like, it's a whole thing. And if we stayed any longer, we'd probably be long-termers.
Do you have, like, the get-her-done guys?
Yes.
Yeah? Like, tank top and barrel?
Oh, yeah, and jean shorts. And
that should be a name of one of the pubs, the tank top and barrel.
The tank top and barrel. That are the name of one of the burgers they serve there? There are...
Yeah.
Not to overshare, but there are, you know, all the gear guys who have, like, jack pads and stuff like this under their rigs, and they have... you have a pipe that goes from your wastewater tank into the ground. And a lot of dudes have little, like, they look like if you were to build a model train track, like they have a train track that the pipe sits on. And I thought, like, those gear guys, they have too much time and money. And, like, you don't need that because the pipe can just run to the thing. I went out yesterday. There's an ant hill around both sides of my pipe, and there are probably 2,000 fire ants building a home around my pipe because I gather it's warm.
Yeah.
So I need a train track bridge to get my pipe up off the ground. There's a lot to learn in life.
You're going to hear the jam, though. Ford hat, jean shorts, tank top, and a barrel of beer.
Let's start a country act. Yeah. I've always wanted to be a guy named Mason Jars. That can be my handle. And that'll be our first tune, tank top and a barrel.
Yeah, Ford hat, tank top, barrel, and jean shorts.
Oh, I met a guy from Nouveau-Brunswick. He was at the pool with his, I would say, girlfriend from Ohio. And he drove down here in jean shorts and brought some lobster and scallops across the border. And the border officials boarded his rig, and all they took was three tomatoes. They left the lobster and scallops and stuff. No, they saw them, but they left them. They just took three tomatoes. And here's the ironical thing. Irregardlessly of the seafood, the tomatoes were from the States. He was like trying to smuggle them back in.
They just wanted some make a salad or some BLTs. Yeah.
They just wanted to learn them. They just wanted to learn them a lesson.
Listen,
don't do this again. We're going to take these three tomatoes to tell you.
We're taking three tomatoes. That's our second song on the country album.
Yeah.
All right. So it's the top five Get Me Out of Here jams.
Yeah.
Who am I? Who are you? What's the song? What are we doing?
Well, situation is we're dying because it's okay. So cold and we're sick and tired. We want a break of from the cold.
Okay, I'm your girlfriend. My name is Tanis.
You're Tanis, my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Or I'm the girlfriend?
No, I'm the girlfriend, Tanis.
And I'm the guy, my name is Harold.
Harold?
Yeah.
Okay. Harold Tanis. And Tanis. Yeah.
I love how you're starting to just make up names.
That's a name. I know a Tanis.
A Tanis?
In fact, I think I know a couple of Tani. That's the plural. Way.
With a T-A-N-N-E-S or I-S?
I-S.
Like Tanis racket?
Yeah, like Tanis elbow. T-A-N-N-I-S. I enjoy a game of Tanis.
That's a pretty crazy name.
All right, Harold, hit the track.
Okay. It's a fellow 1010 guy now, Blair Packham's band, The Jitters. Remember The Jitters?
Yeah.
Yeah. The jam is Till the Fever Breaks, which is yep. Where we're at.
When
the
good cold one. Died.
Remember this classic? Tanis? I can't take the cold. Just want to get out.
Harold.
Tanis.
I will give you whatever you want if you just please heat up my magic bag in the microwave and bring it to me. I can't get out of bed.
I'm wearing two pairs of pajama jeans.
One on bottom, one on top. Harold, I know you have $3,000 set aside for a new heat pump for next winter, but let's just blow it on 1-866-WOW-DEALS and go to Punta Cana.
Is that, that's a Dominican. There's a, we could probably make it there. Hey, Tanis?
I don't care where we go as long as I can dip my feet in the sand. It's like March of the Penguins in our apartment. And I'm so sick and tired of you saying, why don't you just put on a sweater? My arms don't move because they're frozen.
I'm sick and tired of going to bed with a jacket on.
I'm sick and tired of you being sick and tired.
My puffy coat in bed? Rolling just around all night? Tossing and turning with my
fire up your tablet sounds. And go on lastminuteclub.org.
Why don't we just drive down to the Carolinas?
Because the
place of mini golf.
The most fast route takes you through New York City. And unless you go to Fishkill, which takes an extra couple of hours, I don't want to drive through New York City. Plus, that would take 4 days till we're in warmer climes.
But Punta Cana is expensive. Sounds expensive.
I'm going to tell you what, Harold. You take me to Punta Cana, or Alex, you remember Alex from The Office? He'll take me to Punta Cana, because he offered.
Already, see, I get this. This is the same topic. You talk about this guy. Have you been out with this guy ever without me?
Well, yeah, we work together, and sometimes work involves going out for drinks and staying over with the people you work with, just if you're working on projects and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Plus, he has an executive bachelor apartment with a pullout. He has a pullout.
A pullout? What does that mean?
He has a pullout. He has a pullout.
System?
Couch.
Are you guys making it?
System? He has a pullout system. I think there are deeper issues between Tanis and Harold that have little to do with the climate.
What's the guy's name at work that she's making it with?
Alex.
Alex, for sure.
Alex with the pullout system.
I love how she throws out, like, well, he's going to take me. So, like, maybe, because Harold's such a wimp and a pushover that he's, like, going to take it.
It's completely offside. All right, let's be two women who want to go to Jamaica to meet and maybe marry locals. Have you heard of this phenomenon? Maybe.
Yeah, I have. To marry into warmer climes.
Yeah, or just to get busy for the week.
Oh, no, is it to is this looking for long term?
I guess it depends. My name's Miriam.
Miriam, oh man.
Like Webster, Miriam the dictionary.
And I'll be Caroline.
Okay.
Sounds like a great song, Miriam and Caroline.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, hit the track.
Miriam, can't wait to get to Tampa.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Last night, I was watching 60 Minutes, and they had a story about girls just like us, big bone gals with great personalities who are really outgoing, that go from Florida to Cuba or Jamaica, where they are in high demand with local gentlemen. Let's do it.
I'm into that. That sounds fantastic. We could get some flexers from Tampa, or maybe even some sandwich makers from Cuba.
But just listen, all you have to do is go down there for the week. They romance you, they wine you, they dine you, there's zero commitment, and then you come home. And I could finally tell everybody I have a boyfriend who just doesn't live here.
I'm tired. I don't want to be crying in my sangrias.
There's nothing to cry about. You can dance to reggae music.
Can we go to a place where they have, like, the guy that brings you the drink is also, like, the guy that does the Michael Jackson tribute at night on stage?
Those are the very guys I'm talking about. And...
Really?
We can get our hair done like Bo Derek from the movie 10.
I could do that. I could just picture myself coming out of the water, looking at the Michael Jackson guy and saying, I'll have a rum and coke, but I'll have you later when you're doing Beat It.
All you need is a monokini and some sunscreen. Is this I Want to Be Like Harry Houdini?
It is. It's, you know how I love Con Can.
Yeah. This is, guess what?
This is just what I'm picturing by the pool. It's just that kind of song.
I hear they play this song down there. And guess what? Caroline, guess what?
What?
Not only are they attracted to us, they love us. Big bone gals are their thing.
Maybe we'll get married. Hey, Miriam?
And I could get a Jamaican passport. Do you know what? I don't like my life working at Staples. Especially working for Calvin. I mean, he's just so thinking he's such a big deal nowadays. Let's quit our jobs and run away to Jamaica and try to get married to one of the Michael Jackson guys.
He always gives me problems. I always have issues because I'm trying to just hang out while I'm working. I'll have some Pringles, and he's been calling me the Pringle Machine.
People in Jamaica love Pringle Machines because they love womanly physiques. We have those.
Yeah,
our curves,
juicy.
Our curves aren't a gym down there. Our curves are something to be celebrated, as it should be.
Yeah, water babies.
Tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I'll quit my job and go to Jamaica on the one condition that you turn this song off right now.
How much of a throwback was that?
Are they Canadian?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Con
I want to be like Harry Houdini.
Isn't that a classic throwback? That
how did you even remember it?
I have my ways, bud.
Holy catfish. As part of writing the Canadianity book, I've been delving deep into Canadian shows and music and things like that, as I know you have too. Some of the connections, like some of the, I had no idea, Small World, that show begat that show. This guy worked on that show and then went on to create that show. Some of them are going to blow people's minds.
Yeah, for sure. Not just the Louis Del Grande facts.
Well, that's a great one. Do you know, like, the show that he worked on that begat his own show and who else worked on it? Like, it's crazy.
No. I know you have one of the scripts.
Yeah, but Louis Del Grande was, if not the head writer, at least a writer on King of Kensington.
Oh, that's where he started?
Yeah, and he went on from there to create Seeing Things, of course.
Wow. He's like, I got this serious show where I see the, like, how many shows since then have been like a guy seeing into the future or a person seeing into the future to stop a crime? Like,
well, and the technology is so much easier now to sell that premise, like The Listener and shows like that. But at the time, it was crazy.
Solid. And
Fiona Reid from King of Kensington, I worked with her on a show. Janet Lane Green was on Seeing Things. Her husband, Booth Savage, was on Mr. D. It's like so intimate and overlappy.
I'd like to think that Louis Del Grande was hard to work with and was like maniacal on set. That's what
I
want.
I don't know about maniacal, but I've heard he certainly had a very clear vision of what he wanted. That's for sure.
Because he's from, like, Illinois or something, right?
Is he?
Yeah. Or, like, New Jersey or something.
What?
He's one of those, like, classic versions, like, the guy who came up here and made a career in Canada.
Really? I didn't even know that. Let's go to the Google machine on that one.
Yeah, hit it.
Union City, New Jersey.
There you go. Classic.
Crazy. I heard that he lived in Cape Breton, as did...
He must still live in Canada, no?
Or did I don't
he
know.
Go back?
I don't know. Jan Smithers, who played Bailey Quarters on WKRP, also lived in Cape Breton.
Mm-hmm.
That's some good Canadianity. She was always my favorite. Bailey Quarters. Yeah. Did you like that show, WKRP? Hey,
oh, yeah, I love it.
It was the best. There's a clip going around of Jan Smithers when she was on, remember Battle of the Network Stars?
Yeah.
I loved that show.
That was a classic. That was when the all the shows, celebrities from the network shows would get together and do stupid, like, races and events that were, like, bad Olympic events, right?
And from different networks. They'd never do that now. Yeah, they did like they did javelin and they did like dunk tanks. Like they weren't complicated events, but they were fun.
No, like long jump maybe.
Yeah, like with the cast of Charlie's Angels and the cast of Chips, Eric Estrada and that blonde dude.
Eric Estrada is trying to beat who else is he trying to beat? The 4 feet put in by. What's the other guy from Chips? Baker.
Wasn't that his name?
No.
John.
It was his name. But
Ponch and John.
Baker was the character. I can't remember any other. Adam Rich. He had 4 feet.
In 2011, Larry Wilcox was sentenced to 3 years probation after getting nabbed in an FBI sting on a securities fraud charge. On Chips, he played Jonathan John Baker.
There you go.
He was choked also up was during his hearing, and the crime was an act of desperation, an attempt to keep his company afloat so his friends and investors didn't lose the money they had entrusted to him. He put in 12 milzy of his own money to keep it going.
The guy that was really banged up from Taxi, Jeff, what's his name, remember?
Yeah.
Like, didn't he die? He was such a mess.
Yeah, didn't he play Kaneki? Jeff Conway? He played Kaneki in Grease.
Yeah, yeah, he was like a serious drug addict.
Bad News Bears. And Don McLean was arrested.
Stars. Huh?
Don McLean was arrested.
Yeah.
What for?
Domestic charges or something.
Yikes. Yeah. Suspicion of domestic violence.
Not. He didn't, maybe lost it. Just Mr. Fancy Pants collecting on American Pie got all banged up one night.
That song must have been worth some money.
You think?
Especially once the Madonna remade it. All right, what are we doing? Number three, or are we taking a break first?
Oh, we can do number three. I remember that was always like playing, I think, bars in like Sherbrooke.
They'd have American Pie?
American Pie, yes. And everyone would be singing it all banged up.
Oh.
Drinking their Maudite.
It's the American Edmund Fitzgerald. It has way too many verses.
That Quebec beer that's like 12%.
Was it called Maudit?
Yeah, I think so. Maudit. Really? Yeah, you drink that, like two of those, and you're all banged up.
I wonder if Corey Art ever got banged up on Maudit. I feel like Maudit, isn't it a swear word?
Do Corey Hart ordering a Maudit at the bar.
Can I please have a Maudit? Can I please have a Maudit? Maudit.
Here, hit the Google machine on Maudit.
It means cursed.
Here.
M-A-U-D-I-T-E. It means cursed. Maudit beer. It is Maudit. It's 12%?
Well, it's like a lot. I think it's like 8.
Maudit is a Belgian strong dark ale style beer brewed by Unibrew in Chambly, Quebec.
Amber red. Strong amber red.
Give me 12% in my beer.
The picture on the bottle, do you see it? It's like dudes canoeing from heaven or something.
There's also like gargoyles and stuff on it. Oh yeah, guys canoeing from heaven. I see that one. Folks, if you're listening, stop what you're doing and Google Maudit images, Maudit beer images, and you'll see folks canoeing from heaven.
They're so banged up.
They're canoeing down to the devil.
Canoeing in.
Bon, j'ai bu quelques Maudit, puis je me souviens pas qu'est-ce qui t'est arrivé en soir. I don't remember it.
It's time to canoe to L.
To L. D'accord, les gars, a maudit on special. Tous les soirs. Deux maudites and a lap dance pour $15. Two maudites and a lap dance is... If you're on unemployment, that's what you do with your check.
The guy who has 3-4 maudites and he starts handling the girls and getting kicked out. Tell him he said, I'm sorry, I had too many maudites.
Bon, j'ai trompé, made a mistake. J'avais mon quatrième maudite at a 4th one. Je peux seulement boire 3. I can only drink 3.
Okay, ready for
maudite? Sure.
How about these? You're my Quebec buddy.
Okay.
And we're roommates. We live in Ottawa, just on close to the border.
Okay. And you're looking for the stash that you'd set aside in cash to pay for your vacation.
You're from All.
Yep.
And I'm from Kingston.
And you've been working for a year to set aside cash for a vacation, and you just discovered it's gone.
Okay.
And my name is Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc.
Okay, and my name is Henry.
Okay.
Hey, Jean-Luc.
Bon, qu'est-ce que tu veux, Henry?
I can't find my client card.
Hey, just hang on a second. I love this song.
Hey, man.
On the
I want to talk to you.
J'aime cette part de la song. Listen ears.
I need to talk to you right now, Jean-Luc.
Et c'est quoi ça? Et que tu passes me a maudite de la fridge, là?
No, how come there's like 48 maudites in the fridge, man? What's going on here?
They were having a special.
Let me tell you something. I just lost $6,000 I was saving up for our trip this year. My family trip. I wanted to go to Sunny Climes. It's freezing. And my money's all gone.
Hang on a second. Je suis installing Microsoft Word sur mon nouveau laptop.
I'm telling you that. Why do you have like all this beer? You got a new laptop.
On une seconde, j'ai besoin de mover mon rental car.
Yeah. What is that? Why is there a Trans Am in the front lawn here?
Est-ce que vous savez, did you know you can rent vintage cars at vintagecars.ca?
Where'd you get that Canada Goose jacket, Jean-Luc?
I borrowed him from a friend.
Hey, listen, I'm pretty sure you took my money.
Encore sur it.
Last week, I mistakenly told you my password to get out $100, and today I can't find my client card, and all of a sudden you got all this stuff.
Henry, that hurts my feeling, d'accord? Qu'est-ce que je vais faire cela? I will give you $50 to go down to the liquor stores, get yourself a couple mudit, and relax.
Oh, I can't have any of the 48 in the fridge.
They are spoken for.
Oh, really?
You can borrow ones. As long as you pays me back.
Oh, man, that guy's the guy.
Attends un second, Henry. Le sushi est ici. Bonsoir, c'est combien pour le sushi? $300, $300. There's $700. Keep the change.
Jean-Luc dropped out of school in grade 7.
Jean-Luc's going off and he works at the Couche-Tard. He works 12 hours a week at the Couche-Tard. And he's living like a baller. Because he stole Henry's money.
He paints houses for under the table and doesn't pay tax.
In the summer. And this is January. He's not doing nothing. Adonis Segon, Henry.
He's got two kids, too.
Aww.
And he's only 17.
Oh, my gosh. What a sin. Drunk on mudit. Not feeling bad for himself at all. He's wearing Adidas shorts like the ones you have.
Yeah.
And Ocean Pacific t-shirts. Dusky keeps the heat at 39 degree.
Yeah, because he's not paying for the extras.
I would watch a sitcom called Jean-Luc puis Henry. It could be the first. It's like Good Cop, Bon Cop. It could be the first bilingual sitcom. Bon, Henry, qu'est-ce que tu fais ici? He's surprised. It's like Deux Company. That's what it's called. Deux Company.
Deux Company. Okay, we're going to take a break, all right? We got to take a break.
D'accord, Henry.
Come back, will you?
And we're back.
Numéro 57, the number 57. I kind of like guys like Jean-Luc because on paper, maybe they're dim, but he's really living large.
Yeah, he's somehow pretending that he doesn't know any better, yet he does, but he's sort of hiding behind the language barrier,
like he's selectively French. Like he doesn't understand when it serve him.
You know I don't understand that.
Yeah.
When you gave me your password, I thought you meant like go ahead, take what you want.
Right. When you gave me the ass word, I didn't understand.
I knew you were being... And then he starts saying, I thought you were nice.
Yeah.
Going that way.
Or goes full French because he knows he can't understand. Bon, est-ce que tu m'accuses, Henry? Tu m'accuses, Henry. Oh, mon Dieu, tu m'accuses.
The loud, ignorant talk.
Passe-moi un maudit notch m'accuse.
I love right. how he's got not allowed to drink his beer either. That's awful.
Yeah, but he's going to lend him $50. Like, that's $50 well spent out of the $6,000 he made.
Yeah. Okay, how about these next two are, they want to go somewhere, but they can't afford it.
Okay.
They work in the mall.
Okay. Okay, I'm go Dustin, ahead. And I work at La Senza.
You're Dustin. I am Gary, and I work at Lush.
Okay, and I'm coming to get you. You're in the store, and I'm coming to get you.
Okay, perfect. You ready?
Ready? Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Dustin, I got to finish putting these bath balls up, but I'll talk to you in a minute here.
Gary, I need to talk to you. It's important.
There's a sale on these purple bath balls. Just hang on, man. They're already giving me dirty looks for the last stuff with the bath balls that were on sale yesterday. I screwed up and put the orange ones here.
Tell Lori to stop having a spaz attack and tell her that I just need to talk to you for 1 minute. Have you even had your 5 minute break yet today?
I could use a break.
Well, would you just stand up for yourself and tell Lori you're going to take your 5 minutes?
Okay, hang on. Wait a minute. Okay, what's the big deal? Like, I'm sick and tired. I'm so cold. It sucks outside. I'm freezing every time. I can't do anything. There's no breaks.
I know. That's my point. Have you ever heard of 1-866-WOW-DEAL?
No. What's that?
It's, first of all, it's a phone number. And second of all, I counted out the letters. It checks out because the WOW is three letters for the three numbers part. And DEAL is four letters for the four numbers part. 1-866-WOW-DEAL. I just heard on the radio that we can go to Punta Chico for only $360 for the whole week.
For the both of us?
No, per person. But all you have to do is ask Lori for your vacation pay up front. And then we're in the clear. I'll ask Gavin if I can take the week off La Senza. Even though February is coming up.
I only get $140, though.
Well, then, can't you busk or something?
I guess I could. I could do a little Burton on the Finch Station.
You need to start standing up to Lori the way I'm standing up to Gavin. I know it's February, but I don't care how busy it is at La Senza. What's more important than going somewhere warm? Just think of it.
I want to go, but...
Your toes in the sand, and they have one of those swim-up bars where you can swim up and get wasted for breakfast.
They do that, right? You can go in the morning, and they have, like, the bar stools in the pool, right?
The 1-866-WOW-DEAL ad said, think of a straw in your mouth.
And I was like, on a plane, already man, sold. Dustin. I've never flown any even.
I know. Don't you want to fly your skinny butt down somewhere warm, though?
Yeah. Could you talk to my boss?
Lori, that be? Ever since she fired me over the bath bomb incident, we don't even talk anymore.
So, like... All right. I'll just tell her I don't... What?
Gavin said that we need a part-timer on Thong Thursdays. So maybe you can pick up some extra hours at La Senza and work with me. Keep your job here in Bath Bomb World, but then come work with me on Thong Thursdays.
I could do that, but I also, like, I don't mind going to Finch Station and playing some tunes. I haven't done that. I got a pizza one night, like, $20 I made in, like, 4 hours.
Do you know what, though, honey? That's not busking, that's charity, because people don't really like the glockenspiel. They're humoring
you. Yeah, I know. But I do a mean stand tall.
I have to go back. My 4 minute break is over. Gavin's going to be super pissed. I'll
talk to you soon, Dust.
Dream. Don't be afraid to dream. Dustin, out. I know those guys.
Burton Cummings is scared.
I know those guys. I've seen them at the ball. They work there.
He rips the sleep in heavenly peace line in that song. That's some cheesy stuff right there.
Those two dudes have Like, there's a lot going on there. Because Dustin used to work for Lori, and she fired him, and he went down to Licenza, where you get more breaks anyway, and you get commission. And Dustin is one of those very effeminate men who can say, like, girlfriend, wish that bra looked on me the way it looks on you. And he probably sells a lot.
Colin, Gary, honey, and all.
Yeah, he's making more money than he's ever made.
$340.
He also has bought a lot of silk robes for himself.
Yeah, that's right.
What's number one, bud? Who are we?
Number one, we're, what are we doing? We live together in a basement.
Okay, couple dudes.
Sad sack, huh?
Couple dudes
living in a basement apartment in Milton.
Okay.
My name is Joe.
Okay, and I'm Martin.
Martin?
Yeah. Martin, but the T is silent.
Oh, you're one of those guys? Like
Martin. Yeah. Martin. Hey, Martin. Okay.
Hey, Martin.
What's up, Joe?
I'm like frozen to the bone. My feet are so cold. I need to take a break. My mom sent me some money for Christmas. I got like $300. Let's just get on a bus and go south, man. What do you think?
Dude, you're not kidding. It's like Groundhog Day for my bird. Like 6 more weeks of winter, I can't even find the thing. That's how cold it is. I just walked home from the bus stop. Dude, I thought my hands were going to fall off my arms, dude.
I just can't take it anymore. I want to go somewhere warm. I've had it. So cold. Sick and tired of this. I want to get me some sun. I forgot what summer feels like, you know what I'm saying?
So are you thinking like Pennsylvania?
No, man, way
or
down.
Or like somewhere super far away like Ohio?
Keeping an Ania, like Louisiana, not Pennsylvania.
But you're feeling the Ania?
Yeah, like let's get down to the Gulf. You know what I'm saying?
What about like Transylvania?
That's not warm enough, man. How about Alabama?
So the options are Louisiana, Alabama, Arkansas, or Florida?
Sure, Texia. Houstonia.
I think Florida is where all the tighties go.
Really?
Yeah, we can mac on so many chicks, it'll be sick.
Panamania Beach.
People is that
get
a place?
Pretty banged up. People like to get hammered at Panamania Beach.
All I know is I want to go to one of those places where you can get like 5 t-shirts for $4. And I want to go to one of those places where the people have whistles and they bend your neck and they pour liquor in your mouth.
Yeah, and they're always having like a, it's almost like an emergency drinking session where everybody's just going crazy to get beer into their bellies.
But what's it called, like when there's a train, like everybody puts their hands on each other's waist and it's a train?
I'm in, man.
I want to go on one of those trains. So yeah, how do we do like, this? Do we call
like
the bus station?
Place.
Okay. Because why don't we just, how much money do we have?
Well, I have 500, I think, with everything in. What about you?
So let's just call the bus and say, how far can two dudes get with $500? That's $300 each.
I think we could get down there at least. And maybe we could get a couple odd jobs for the week.
Like what kind of jobs?
Just like lawyering or doctoring week jobs.
Oh, like we could perform some cosmetic surgery?
Yeah, but like not just say we're going to do it, get the money, and then like split.
Dude, I knew we were best friends for a reason.
Or say we're going to like paint someone's house, but like don't show up. Say we need half first.
Dude, I think that's illegal, but I'm also in.
Not in Florida.
That's not illegal in Florida?
No, no, you just get hidden under the tax. It's how they do it.
Florida sounds amazing, bro.
How fucking cheesy is this song?
What is it? Is it Candy in the Backbeat?
Hold Me Now, 1-1.
And that's Canadian?
Oh, yeah.
You're digging deep.
That's really deep.
We need to do, like, one-hit blunders.
That's pretty much one of them right there.
Like, never heard that song before.
And, like, if you were in a time machine, maybe. Like, just hanging out at your house in 1990 or something.
Don't even remember it. Maybe it's because I don't know any music after 1988.
Oh, that's right. I thought it was a good top five. 95.
You stumped me on a couple of tracks, ones I've never heard before.
It's happened. You did it to me a couple times.
Freaking right I did, bud. Let's take a break on this TNT 57, and we will continue with more right after this.
Cocktail, please.
And we're back.
A weird thing happened yesterday. There were a bunch of headlines that went out that said Sting and Phil Collins are going on tour. And I remember thinking, we need to talk about this on the potty for so many obvious reasons.
Yeah.
From Thrones to Take Me Home. But then I was looking at Phil Collins and I was thinking, man, like I wanted to talk, but he's not aging gracefully at all. He doesn't even, like, it's rare that you see someone who doesn't even look like himself. Really what he looks like is Peter Gabriel.
And then there was Peter Gabriel.
It is Peter Gabriel.
It was a bad press clipping there. They screwed it up.
People just ran with Sting and Phil Collins are touring because that pairing kind of makes sense too.
Yeah.
But Sting and Peter Gabriel.
Not as much as Sting and Peter Gabriel. That makes way more sense in terms of the musicians and stuff.
Would you pay money to go see Sting and Peter Gabriel?
I would if it was Vinny Caliuta on drums playing with Sting because he's so great. He's one of the few drummers that's worth paying the money just to see that drummer.
Will Manu Katché be playing with Gabriel?
I don't know. He hasn't played with him for a while, so I think it's kind of interesting. I'm sure probably Tony Levin will be playing bass, and he probably has a few of the guys that he generally brings. I don't know. I don't know who Sting will have with him. They might have like gone different, changing it up. But if it's not Vinny, I'm not in.
Like I have never seen Peter Gabriel in concert and would really like to. I have seen The Police in concert and it was actually awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I would pay to go see Sting.
I've seen Sting with Vinny and it was great. I wouldn't see him without him, to be honest, just because I think Sting is such a pomposalots.
Yeah.
But I did see the Secret World Tour, Peter Gabriel. I got like ridiculous tickets because at the time, the then manager hooked up what used to manage Wild T in the Spirit. And Wild T at the time was playing with David Bowie guitar. I don't know if you remember that in the early 90s for like 6 months. He did played with David Bowie live. And somehow we just got these ridiculous tickets through that connection to like the Secret World VIP seats. So we were literally like right on like sitting beside the runway that went across the stage. Like if you remember that Secret World tour, it was incredible. It had like the band set up on one end and then he would walk across this big runway to another end. And it was kind of like the first in the round kind of feeling in the stadiums. I think it was at the Sky Dome. Sounded incredible. One of the best bands I've ever seen live. That was with Manu and Tony Levin. I think even Paula Cole was on backup vocals at that point.
Really?
Yeah, it was a really amazing concert. And I just don't think it could top that at this point. But I do think Gabriel's amazing. His voice is incredible. So you can't really go wrong with Gabriel. Sting.
Well, and the recording of Secret World Live is incredible too. Like his vocals are incredible, but he definitely needs a strong female backup singer. Like Don't Give Up.
Yeah.
That's an incredible duet.
Bush jam.
Yeah. So is that was Paula Cole?
Yeah. And she did a really good job.
She sounds great in the recording.
Yeah. And then she went on and did that song that I said was on your iPod.
I don't wanna wait. But you know, the nice thing about Secret World Live is he reimagined some of his songs, but not in such a way that they were total departures. And you still, I kind of feel like when you pay money to go see somebody, you kind of want to hear the song that you like. You don't necessarily want to hear, like, Joe Jackson used to do that a lot.
Mix it up too much?
Yeah, just make it a slow ballad instead of an up-tempo thing.
Wouldn't throw out Time the way it was?
No.
Ooh, that would suck.
Speaking of David Bowie, if you haven't seen Choir's version of Space Oddity, they got 500 folks together at the AGO and recorded Space Oddity, just an a cappella version accompanied by acoustic guitar. It's really cool, and it's really moving, and it sounds great. And I thought it was a very fitting tribute.
Nice. I like the choir.
Good. Me too. And a lot of people who know more than me have written better than me on the subject of Bowie. But I thought Carrie Brownstein from Slater Kinney from Portlandia kind of summed it up best. She said, I feel like it's like a whole color is gone. A whole color in the world is gone, because he was such an original and such an artist and so
cool. Yeah, no, that makes sense, because he was total. I mean, yeah, every record that he made was never one of those like, oh, this is just trying to fit in and not happening. But David Bowie always was always made an impact on even a modern genre that he was trying to tackle. Not unlike Peter Gabriel. I mean, like, he's had so many great songs over the years, and some of the world stuff that he did. I mean, Digging in the Dirt's one of the greatest songs in the last
great jam. Years. So, stay with me. I need support.
Continues to be great. And
And hopefully for many years to come. There were some shocks, like Glenn Frey.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that was too early feeling.
Yeah.
And when you think of Glenn Frey, you think of like The Heat Is On and all those kind of solo jams that he had. But the songs that he wrote with the Eagles were ridiculous. You know,
yeah.
He was the one that kind of finished the Jackson Browne "Take It Easy" to have it as their first single, and that was their first big hit. And he was always a part of all of their huge hits from that point on, pretty much.
What do you mean, Jackson Browne?
Jackson Browne wrote "Take It Easy." He wasn't finished, and he didn't know what to do with it. And Glenn Frey finished the jam.
Like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was the girl in the flatbed truck line.
Yeah, there's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford.
Yeah, that was kind of the verse that finished the song. Made sense of it or whatever. And then they had a hit on their hands.
Crazy.
Not bad.
I didn't know that. And of course, the passing of Lemmy. Like 2016 has been bananas.
Well, I mean,
so
it's
far.
It started with Scott Weiland in the beginning December, and that was shocking. And then obviously Lemmy, Natalie Cole, and Mott the Hoople drummer. I can't remember his name. Griffin, his last name.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's been a lot of cancer, which is awful. Glenn Frey was more colitis and rheumatoid arthritis.
And that's no
eventually,
fun.
Eventually, he got pneumonia, so that was really sad. But awful stuff, man. Hopefully this line of heroic classic legends ends. But I don't think it is. This is a bad example of time continuing, you know.
Well, they are. They're not just artists. They are like heavy duty trailblazer legends, like you say.
Yeah, I was on 1010 talking with Alan Cross and Ryan Doyle a couple days ago when Glenn Frey died, and we kind of broke it down and talked about his career and stuff. And it was just, we talked about that there's just not that many of them left, you know. When Bob Dylan goes, or, you know, even we're getting to that next generation of guys that are passing away, like the Bruce Springsteen and the David Burns and the Tom Waits. Like it just makes you feel like you're getting old too when those guys start dying. It's crazy.
It's hard. I mean, someone else said, and it's true, you don't even think with some of those dudes that they're mortal. Yeah. Like, I think Bowie, for a lot of people, it had never occurred to them that he might die. Like, kind of how I've said on this show before, I felt about John Candy. Like, what do you mean he died? He can't die. He's not supposed to die.
No, and that was way too sudden.
Yeah.
Crushing darts, no good.
Crushing darts and breaking hearts. Hey, I look forward to seeing you on the East Coast next week.
Can't wait.
What do you say? Should I drop some You Belong to the City in honor of Glenn Frey to take us home?
I think you should, definitely. Right. That would be classic.
Thanks for listening, buds. And there's the sax.
There it is.
You Belong to the City. Thank you, Glenn Frey, for the music. Sincere tribute, even though it's hastily been put together. Thanks for listening, buds. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, bud.
See you, bud. It's actually a jam, isn't it? So good. He's full Miami Vice suit, too. Was he? I love that it claims to be HD, too. All right, here we go. Dung gang gang go ding gang ju bom bang so dang do da dum bam pan ta ka dum da.